Blog Talk Radio. Unmuted.
Praise the Lord. Welcome. We welcome you here tonight to the Prayer News Network. We thank you so much for coming back to join us again. You had a hot time in the Lord today, celebrating your mother's day. And after all, before we get started, we want to tell every woman throughout the world, Happy Mother's Day. And because of that, we hope you had a hot time and you got what you needed in church today. It was a hot time in God, and I hope that God bless you tremendously. How many know that God has something good in store for you, you, and me? Get your mind on it. Look for it. Hey, get your feelers out. Expect the unexpected. He's just that kind of God.
The recording has started.
God is a man that when you think about it, when you ask him for something, he's going to give you more than you ever need. Whatever you're asking him for, I guarantee you, he will only give you one, but he'll give you that unexpected blessing. So that's what we're looking for tonight. We're looking for that unexpected blessing that God is going to bless us with. If you trust in him, tap into him. I hope and trust that all is well. If your day wasn't great, well, we have in store for you a better night. You're in the right place, the right time, and look forward to a better night. Don't touch that phone. Stay right where you are at the PNN Prayer News Network Global, where prayer takes place, good news takes place, the gospel, and what happens here on PNN delivers. Hallelujah. We also are people that are across the globe, nation to nation. We're now serving 59 countries. And we thank you for coming back with us. We thank you for coming back to join us tonight. And like Evangelist Bradley always said, Minister Bradley, Dr. Bradley always said every night, we're not a network that is out here every night that is without a covering. We thank the Lord for Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. that gave the blessings for the PNN with the inspiration that was given by Minister Bradley with her vision of the PNN network. Amen. We thank God for our leaders. We thank God for the late Apostle S.D. James, Apostle Samuel Huggins James, Dr. K.A. Tina, our founding mother, Carrie James, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., our jurisdiction prelate, all the advisors here at PNN, and our position and their positions in the kingdom of God. We thank God tonight for our warriors, our scripture reader, each and every one of you that make up this big family, whether it's by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, our podcast, or even our re-up prayer group. We thank God again for the ones that dialed in to be with us tonight. We welcome you to the church without walls under this open heaven. We thank God for our broadcast. It continues to deliver the word of God by any means necessary. It's all about you, you, and you. We are here peeing in. We're grateful for you. We're not here every night just for entertainment. But we are here for deliverance, to give you peace, strength, to uplift the name of God, to correct us in our walk with him, to develop our calling that he has given us, that to understand where we are in him, to get some understanding where we need to come up at. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship him, hallelujah, because of who he is in our life. Now tonight, we have in store for you a special night, a special night, a special night. We have a night that everyone can take a part in. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But not just yet. We're not going to tell you exactly what we have for you to do tonight, but everybody can play their part tonight. Amen. Amen. We're asking missionary Dorothy Fan to come forth and bless the line. After her, we're asking Sister Betty Holland to read us a scripture tonight, and then I'll come back. Missionary Fan? Missionary Fan?
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The song says, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so and I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank, and I just want to thank, and I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name tonight, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, Lord God, giving you the praise and the honor, Lord God, and the glory. We come before you tonight, Lord God, saying thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, Lord God, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for allowing us to come back, Lord God, online tonight, Lord God. We glorify your name right now. We magnify you. We lift you up. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us tonight, Lord God, and have mercy upon our soul. We come before you right now, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for any and everything that we may have done that you wasn't pleased with, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us tonight, Lord God, and bless us, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God, for any iniquity, Lord God, any transgression, Lord God, anything that we may have thought, Lord God, that you wasn't pleased with, anything, Lord God, that made you sign on us tonight, Lord God. We come, Lord God, repenting tonight, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to let the words of our mouth, Lord God, the meditation of our heart, Lord, let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, Lord God, just saying thank you, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for you've been so good to us, Lord God. You've been so kind to us, Lord God. And we just come to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your name tonight, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. We come tonight thanking you, Lord God, for every mother, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Whether they be young mothers, Lord God, they had to step up to the plate, Lord God. Some was all alone, Lord God. Lord, we ask you right now, Lord God, just to bless them right now, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for this day that was set aside for Mother's Day tonight, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you. We want to thank you for our mothers, Lord God. Lord God, whether they are here or whether they're going on to glory, Lord God, we thank you tonight, Lord God, for allowing us to have them in our life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we magnify your holy name tonight. We glorify you. We praise you right now, Lord God. We praise your holy name right now, Lord God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to bless this line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless each and every one that came to the line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, every home, Lord God, that's represented tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, every country, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to bless them right now. We ask you to supply every need right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus just to have your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to save. We ask you to deliver. We ask you.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves. All participants are unmuted.
Encourage every heart tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, just tonight, Lord God, just to have your way, Lord God. Have your mighty way, Lord God. Help us to decrease, Lord God. You may increase in our lives, Lord God. Spiritual, Lord God. Spiritual, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to have the mind, Lord God, that want to serve you and seek your face even more, Lord God. Because in times like this, Lord God, we need you, Lord God. We need you, Lord God, in times like this, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this day, Lord God, to once again create in us a clean heart. Renew that right spirit, Lord God, within us, Lord God. Help us to walk that straight and narrow world, Lord God. Help us to be careful for nothing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. We glorify you. We lift you up. Move, Lord God, even for Mr. Bradley tonight, Lord God. Touch it right now. In the name of Jesus, strengthen the Lord God. Meet every need, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus. And we give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor, which you are so due in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we say thank you once again. We say thank you for being so good, Lord God. Thank you for being so kind, Lord God. In the precious name of Jesus, we magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you so much, Lord. And we appreciate you this night. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus. Amen, amen.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer world, and to each of our listeners near and far. I'd just like to take this time out and say Happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers. Scripture reading will be coming from the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. Sin rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? But he was cut off out of the land of the living. Gretchen of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the flesh of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see all the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquity. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. I have read to you the chapter of Isaiah. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Muted.
Praise.
Unmuted.
Praise the Lord. We thank Missionary Dr. Fan for the prayer and the blessing of the line, and we appreciate and thank Sister Betty Holland for the reading of the scripture. Amen. We want to make sure that God is recognizing that we're giving him the honor that's due to him. Hallelujah. Because we're looking for him to bless us, and we do not want to disrespect him in any way. And we thank him for free course throughout the world tonight. Now, tonight. We are here, May the 8th, 2022. We're here to honor our mothers tonight. Whether your mother has transitioned on or she's still with you, we would love to hear the good things and the bad. She has instilled in you things that she has deposited in you, things that helped you develop you as being a mother. to be watchful? How did she train you up? What did you, what parts are you taking on of her? Sometimes you see yourself and before you know it, you're doing the same thing just like your mother. So we're asking, oh God, tonight, don't hold back. Don't hold back. Don't touch that dial. Star 6, come on over. We welcome you. We want to hear from you. Tell us about your month. Amen. Come on over. Don't be shy.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Kathy Brown, and I just like to give honor to the Lord, my Savior. I like to give honor to everyone that's on the line tonight. I thank and praise the Lord for saving me. I thank and praise the Lord. I just want to say I thank and praise the Lord for peeing it in. And I like to say that I had a wonderful mother. We had a wonderful mother. And she was a mother that always stuck by her children. She always taught us to do the right thing. She taught us to love one another. I thank and praise him for she taught us to, you know, to carry ourselves in a decent way. She always kept us in school. I thank and praise the Lord for how she always taught us, even when we became women ourselves, she taught us to always, she always said, you spat a rod, you spoil a child. And she brought us up, even if she didn't go to church, you know, she always sent us. She would have us to get out of the bath and put all the clothes on. We didn't have much, but she always kept us clean. We was clean. And she always tell us to go across the road. We didn't go too far. We couldn't go too far, but it was a little church across the road. And she always let us go over there because we was in the choir. And if she didn't go, she always sent us across the road. And I thank and praise the Lord for how she was. She was just a beautiful person. And I miss her so much. God knows I miss my mom so much. I miss my mom so much. She was my heart. She was my heart. I miss her so much. I thank and praise the Lord for how she was just, my heart is full today because it's Mother's Day, and just like mine's not here, it's a whole lot of others that's not here, but I just thank and praise the Lord for how she just taught us to try to do the right thing. And I praise the Lord for it. I thank and praise the Lord for it. I really do. I just miss her so much, you know. I don't have words to say that can tell you how much I miss my mom. But I ask each and every one that know the words of prayer to pray for not just me, others, my sisters, my brothers, and others that don't have their mom with them today. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That even if she, listen at this. Mama still may have not gone, but she knew where the children needed to be. She was training them up the way that they should go, even if she didn't go. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that, Sister Catherine. Star 6, we're waiting on you. Let's hear from you. Praise the Lord. Star 6, come on over. I know it's somebody out there that had a mother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory. Praise.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give honor to Jesus Christ tonight. I thank and praise God for every mother. Happy Mother's Day to every one of you. I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for my mother, our mother, as my sister before stated. I thank and praise God for how, yes, she was a good mother. Hallelujah. She raised us by herself. We had a dad in our life, but she raised us, and we never went lacking for what we needed. You know, you don't always get what you want, but my mama always supplied what we needed. And I thank God for how, yes, she would get us up early Sunday morning. Sometimes she may go, but sometimes she would stay back and prepare food to make sure we had something to eat when we got back from church. And I thank God for her instilling the house of God in us. Each and every last of my brothers and my sisters, we all was like little ducks going across the road. We didn't have to walk far, but we went across the road and we was in the house of God on Sundays. The little church called Bryan Chapel, I'll never forget it. And I'll never forget the pastor's name was Reverend Martin. And we would go there and we would just sit there and listen. And I think and praise God that the word didn't fall on deaf ear. I think and praise God, just like you said, the Bible said, train up a child in the way it should go. And when they get older, they won't depart. Now, yeah, we strayed away. But look at God tonight. He brought us right back where we started. And I thank and praise God for it. I thank and praise God for Mama used to go to town. We have a little store called Allies. And she used to leave walking. And she would go to town, and she was going to get herself. And I might have told y'all this before. She would say she was going to get her something. But when she always came back, she always came back with us something. And she didn't have a thing in that bag but something for her children. And I thank and praise God when we got older, we made sure she had. When we got older and we was able to do for her, we would make sure she didn't go lacking. We made sure she had everything she needed. And yes, we miss our mother, but I'm so grateful that she was saved, and now she up there interceding for us. And I thank and praise God for it. I thank and praise God for my children today. Hallelujah. They blessed me real good. I thank and praise God for being the mother that they can look up to. I thank and praise God for, I don't have but two. I have a son and a daughter, and they really good to us. And we got together, and we went out and ate. Some couldn't make it, but then we went on out and ate. And I thank and praise God that we had our only auntie with us today. And I thought she was 84, but she's 89 years old, and she's still driving. She's doing everything she needed to do. And it was, to me, a part of my mama sitting to the table today. And I just thank and praise God to see her laugh, because she's been through a lot, too. And I thank and praise God to see her laugh, for seeing her laugh today. I thank and praise God for just mothers in general. You know, we got young mothers, too. And some of these young children don't even know how to raise their kids because they still children. And that's what missionary work come out of. We need to go and start teaching these young mothers how to be mothers, because some of them is alone. But I thank and praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, for just every mother, young mother, older mother, middle-aged mother. I thank God for every mother, because mother play a big part in the home. Mothers play a big part in the home, and I thank and praise God for my mother. I thank and praise God for everybody that played a role in my life as a mother. I give honor to Jesus Christ tonight for my mother again, because she was a wonderful, wonderful woman. She was a wonderful, wonderful mother. And she chastised us too. When we did wrong, just like my sister was saying, you spare a rod, you spoil a child. We didn't get spared at all. We knew when she said, we knew when it was going to be on. But I thank and praise God for Mama. I thank and praise a lot of people say they thank God for every beating they got because it made them what they are today. Well, I don't thank God for them being the whooping we got. But I thank and praise God for my Mama being a good mother. And I thank and praise God once again for every mother out there. Everyone knows the word of prayer. Continue to pray for missionary fans.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Saint, did you hear that? I can hear Minister Emmanuel Hogue saying, he's real, Saint. He's real. That song that you sing, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes, he's real. He's real. Did you hear that? They said, those two sisters, they got to train it. Hallelujah. Train them up in the way that they should go. When they get old, they will return. Look, those sisters, look where those sisters are tonight. Because of that, those nuggets, those things that mother instilled in them today, they are yet working it out in the house of God. How about that? Star 6, come on over. I'm excited. Woo! Star 6, come on over.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you tonight. We are indeed excited. We're excited to be here tonight, grateful to the Lord, amen, for what he has done today. Truly, the Lord has done us well. He's brought us here together again, and we're just so grateful for all that he's done. God bless you, Evangelist Gail and Missionary Fan, Sister Mary, amen, the testimonies that have already gone forth. Amen. We're just grateful to the Lord, amen, for mothers, amen, as this night is a night attributed to mothers and what they have instilled in us, what they mean to us, glory to God, what they've given to us, amen, that we are seeing manifested in our lives today. And I'm just so grateful, amen, to Mom. I was actually just reflecting. We've been reflecting. You know, you get in that reflective state and you find yourself doing things just like, or you find yourself saying things just like, amen. And I was saying, you know, to someone the other day, I said, you know, they're really still with us, amen. They've transitioned to a different place, amen, but we know that they now have joined the great cloud of witnesses that are praying for us, that are interceding for us, and their love is just so great for us. And I was just having a moment the other day when I really felt her so strongly, and I know we all do, those whose parents, their moms have transitioned from this side to the other side, but yet and still, you know, their love is so great and their love is so strong. And I felt her the other day. But I was reflecting on, and I give God thanks for my mother because, and I don't know if I've said this before, I often reflected on her silent strength. My mom didn't say a whole lot, but she had such a strength that spoke so very loudly. Her constitution and what she stood for. And she was such a peacemaker, and she didn't take sides, but she stood on the side that was right. And when she stood, and a lot of times we would watch her and, you know, this side would say this or that side would say that or this person or whatever, but she stood. But then At the appropriate time, she would say, now, I just want to say this. I just want to say this. And so it was so funny because not really realizing that aspect of her, that's what I do a lot. I just want to say this. I just want to say that, meaning I don't want to offend. I'm not going to take sides, but I just want to say this. You know, and I just want to say it so you can listen to it. Just hear me out. You know what I'm saying? Not being offensive or whatever, but just hear me out. Let me just put this point out there. But I thank God for that, because there has been such a strength in that as a peacemaker that she was. And I have come to see that that statement in and of itself makes peace, because once you say it, you're not putting it out to anybody in particular. But let me just put it this, let me just put this on the table, and you consider it. So, but I thank God for that. And my mom, again, like I said, she had a silent strength, and she was a peacemaker. And I thank God for that in her. And I do see a lot of that in me, although I know within myself, I think she got a deeper depth than I do, though. I think hers go a little bit deeper than mine, because I used to be like, Mom, how do you want to look? Let me do this. Hold up, you know. And so, you know, so she has a deeper depth. So the Lord is still working with me on that. But, you know, especially when it comes to righteousness state, standing up for righteousness sake, you know, sometimes you got to, you know, go ahead and put things where they should be and not let them go to a certain extent. But, again, I thank God for my mom in that. You know, it's so much that I can say about her, so much I can say, you know, on behalf of her. You know, her love was great. Her love was deep. You know, she had 10 kids, and she treated all of us the same. I mean, I'm telling you, there's not one that you could say that she loved more than the other. Not one. Not a one. And that is something to be said, you know, in her love for us. And it was so amazing, because even at her home going, it was so precious, because the same thing that we were saying about her and how she loved us, you know, other people were coming up saying that she loved them like that too. It's like, well, wait a minute now, you know. But, you know, but that's just to the degree and the depth of her love that she had for everybody. So it didn't just stop within the family, but it was for everybody. And we're just so grateful. We're so grateful to her, so grateful to the Lord for giving us, you know, our mother. I say she was a mother to the world, to impact her domain or her, you know, sphere of influence. She was who she was. And I just thank God for all that she has left in us and has deposited in us. She loved the Lord. She truly loved the Lord. She taught us the way. Like Sister Kathy was saying, I believe, they didn't send us to church, but we went together. We always went together. And it was such a beautiful thing, because that was such a solid foundation that she placed in our lives. That was a very, very solid foundation. So, you know, even like she said, you know, even though we veered off, we know the way, because the way was put within us. So I just give God thanks, and I just give God praise for my mother. I love her. We love her. Amen. And I tell you, such a tribute to all mothers. You know, it really takes the Lord's leading and guidance and directions, and really coming to the point to really trust the God in you as a mother to be able to create. And that's what I saw my mom do. She created a lot of stuff. She loved flowers, and I just saw her create and put her hands to things. And I thank the Lord that, you know, that is something that, you know, has, you know, now even the more it was then, but the manifestation of the love for flowering and growing and plants is within me. But I thank God for it, because it didn't just come, you know, of osmosis, but, you know, from seeing my mother in her love for flowers and life. It was the love of life. So I just thank God. Like I said, I could just go on and on and on, but I appreciate, I thank God for her, and I know we are giving tribute to our mothers today and those that are still here with us and for those that have transitioned. And I'll tell you, this is not, you know, something that we're just saying, but, you know, as they say, give me my flowers, you know, while I live. And these are things that we've often said to her, you know, even while she was with us. But we just give God thanks and we give God praise. I thank God. Salute all mothers, every mother on the line. I salute you. I salute you. It's not an easy job. You know, it's not a manual. It's not a mothering manual that you can read to really learn how to be a mother, to produce all of us with different characteristics and different characters and different, you know, just the difference of what makes up the world. There's not a manual to do that. So you know that in order to do that, it came from God Almighty, because he put within us everything that was needed to produce us, everything that was needed to produce us, and that those mothers needed to have their hands in, like dough to knead and work and whatever. You know what I'm saying? The Lord put that in those mothers in order to produce us as people. So I thank God. I thank God for mothers. I thank God for each and every one of you. Like I said, we could really go on and on and on about our mother and everything. But I'm going to yield the platform, because I'm telling you, people of God, and as with anyone else, I know we could really go on and on and on in appreciating and giving tribute to our mothers. I just thank God for her. I thank God for all mothers. Love you so much again. Hats off to you. We honor you with everything within us. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name, pray much for me.
Thank you, Minister Bradley. We thank you so much, so much. Star 6, come on over.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hello.
Yes, we hear you.
My name is Eudora. Okay, my name is Eudora. I'm from Florida, and I was just listening to everyone, and I wasn't going to do it, but I decided that I'd give, thought of my mother. I lost my mother when I was 11 years old, and it's been about 48 years ago, and I just thought that I would come online just to give a contribute to her, because probably the only people that remember her deeply would probably be me, my sister, and my brother, and because all the older people kind of died out in the family, et cetera. So I just want to make a tribute to Eunice MacMillan Gardner in memory of her, because as long as I live, she lives in me, and I thank you all for this opportunity. Thank God for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Eudora. Thank you so much, and she is so right. Even if your mom has transitioned on and then gone on to be with the Lord, she still lives, because she lives in each and every one of us. Every child that she has instilled a part of her in you. With that being said, I thank the Lord tonight for my mothers. Because I was reared by two mothers. I had a grandmother and a mother. Well, my grandmother was my mother, because when my mother had me, it was May the 9th, 1957, and Mother's Day was that Sunday, and she gave me to my grandmother. So everything that I know, I got from my grandmother. My grandmother taught me how to cook. She taught me how to make those homemade biscuits. She taught me how to go out and fish.
She taught me how to plant the flowers and knew the name of the flowers, how to do the bait bed. Oh, my God. Canned vegetables, you name it, she did it. Quilting, all of that she instilled inside of me. But I was raised up Methodist. Every Sunday, I went to church. If she didn't go, she sent me to church. Sunday school, the works. Then when my mom got sick, my grandmom got sick, we went to live with my mother. It was a totally different environment. We lived in the country, and then we were city girls then. We were living in Thomasville. So to me, you know, from the country to the city. And it was totally different. We were no longer Methodist. We were Baptist. So my mom was different than my grandmother. Her rules were different than my grandmother. But the same sort of thing, same sort of teaching still existed. I don't know about you all, but I remember when my grandmother used to whip me and she said, go get that switch. Oh, my God. You go get the switch. You get the little teeny weeny one. She'd beat that one till that breaks up. Then you go back and get me another one. So you go get the big one, and she beat that one on me. I remember we were raised up as if you did something bad, even in the community, you were whipped. Then they would come home and tell your grandmother or your mother that you were bad and what you did. You got a whipping then. Your uncle came around. It just went all through the family. So those type of things. But we can't do that now because things have changed. Things have changed so much. Do I miss my mother's? Yes, I do. My grandmother died in 1993. My mom died in September 2016. I miss them both. But I thank the Lord for everything. It's a piece of me that the piece of them, both of them, is inside of me. My grandmother would pray. I could hear her praying in the Methodist church. And then the song that I could hear her sing was Precious Lord, Take My Hand. Every time I hear that song, I think about my grandmother. She was a mother on the mother's board. Then my mother became a mother on the mother's board. Then I became a mother on the mother's board. So, and then when the flood would come, my grandmother, our house would sit high in the country. So the little tiny country community that we lived in, ours was the highest. And because when the floods came through in the 80s, the 60s, everybody in the community came to our house. And it was like a whole, everybody had quilts and blankets and everything. Everybody slept until the water receded. That they had an open door. We lived by a railroad track. You could see them bring things that they would bring to the market: the watermelons, the beans, whatever season it was. They would put those freights out in front of our house, and we never was hungry. We never was hungry because those things that they would have taken back home, they were given to us. And not only that, my grandmother planted a garden year-round, the sweet potatoes, the red potatoes, the string beans, the okra, the corn, and her porch was lined with flowers. I got that part of her inside of me. Her house was like the motel. It was the light was always open. Even the tramps that would catch the freight train, they would come and knock on the door. Can I sleep till the next train come forward? I'm looking for this one. And we're right there in the house, not even a locked door. But she trusted God. And God protected us, and God kept us from a lot of things, dangers seen and unseen. But I tell you tonight,
I love my grandmother. Yeah, anybody that knows me knows that I love to cook, and that's what they did. They cooked. They fed people. My grandmother would start in September making those fruit cakes, and then when by Christmas time, all those different types of pound cakes and, oh, my God, I can't think of the whole names right now, but just cakes, and she would give them to people. Those would be her gifts to people during the holidays. So I thank my grandmother for the open door. And I, with that open door, hallelujah, with that open door, that allowed me to open my heart up to people and give a part of me. I thank God for the things that they instilled inside of me today, because they still live inside of me. They are a part of me. And I thank God for everything, all my training from the Methodist, the Baptist, to holiness. And God, I thank you that for the relationship sent me. But I thank God today, if they would not have sent me, I would not have a relationship with him. Amen. Amen. Star 6, come on over. We'd love to hear your side.
Amen, amen. Come on over. Looks like we may have lost our host there for a moment. Amen. Come on over, people of God. Just press star six, and come on over. We're giving tribute to our mothers tonight. Star six, anyone tonight. Star six, come on over.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Amen.
Amen. We do bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. We do bless the Lord this night. Amen. Giving honor to God. Amen. He's the head of my life. Thank God you yet find me saved, yet find me sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and with a mind to do right and to live for the Lord. I praise God. Amen. For this night. Amen. As I was listening to the program at the initial beginning, I said that I wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to listen. Amen. But some way, so the Gail called me out. I heard my name called. Amen. I said, all right, Lord, okay. Amen. But I praise God, amen, for this night. Amen. I salute all the mothers out there. I want to say happy Mother's Day to all of our beautiful mothers. Amen. I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. Amen. If you raised your children, you did a wonderful job. If you're yet raising your children, you're doing a wonderful job. Amen. It's not always easy being a parent. Amen. But one thing about it, the Lord said, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Even in parenthood, the Lord will order your steps and direct your path. Amen. How to parent your children. So I just praise God, amen, for my mother. Amen, this day. Amen, we had a beautiful day with her. Amen, after service. Amen, we went back to the house and we had dinner. Amen, with my mother. I ate so much. I got full. I lay down. I took a nap. Amen, we shared. We loved on each other. Amen, but I give God praise that I'm able, amen, to be able to love on my mother still. Amen, she's still with me. And I give God, amen, praise. But truly, God bless me with a virtuous woman. Amen, a virtuous mother. Amen. Amen. She's priceless. Amen. Her pearls, her rubies are priceless. Amen. I praise God. Amen. Just watching her life growing up as a child all the way up to this day. And I could tell you, I never seen my mother live any other way but holiness. Amen. I never seen my mother with a beer bottle in her hand. I never seen my mother with a cigarette in her hand. I never heard curse words come out of my mother's mouth. I never seen my mother run the street that night. Amen. She's been a virtuous woman. She raised 7 children. Amen. I'm 6 out of 7. Amen. She raised 7 children. And you're talking about a strong woman. Amen. She's a strong woman. And, amen, piggyback off of what Vance Bradley said, she was one of those strong, quiet women. You know, she would sit back. Amen. But yet, amen, wisdom will come out of her. Grace will come out of her. Love and compassion will flow out of her. Just like Sister Gail said, my mother too, amen, she cooked dinner for the people. Anybody could come over to the house, amen, and she will feed you, amen. And whatever the need was, Amen. She, amen, was that type of mother, is that type of mother today. Amen. It hasn't stopped. It hasn't changed. She still is that type of mother. But growing up, this is how I saw her. She, amen, she gave hospitality. Amen to the saints. Amen to the people, the amen, friends, family, whoever came to the house. She was going to show you hospitality. Amen. I praise God, amen, for my mother. So many wonderful things I could say. Time just won't permit. One day will not, amen, be justified to tell you everything about my mother. But I praise God, amen, for her. Amen. She may be on the line listening now. Amen. But I want you to know, mother, amen, mom, I appreciate you for being there for me. Amen. Through the good times and the bad. Amen. She, amen, was a mother that she seen all sides of me. She seen the good. She seen the bad. She seen when I was up, and she seen when I had hit rock bottom. Amen. But she was there as a mother. Amen. To pick me up, to encourage me. Amen. To let me know that I'm here to support you. And I just give God praise. I have so many wonderful memories. Amen. Of my mother raising 7 children. She always made sure we had food. She always made sure we had clean clothes. Amen. She always got us up. Amen. For school. Amen. She was just a virtuous woman, and she still is. And I praise God, amen, for her. Amen. I just want her to know that I appreciate her. And even on yesterday, she began to tell us, she said, I want to have a dinner. I want to have a family dinner. So Saturday, she cooked a big old dinner, and everybody came over to the house, you know, the siblings, the grandchildren, everybody came over to the house, and we sat there and we ate dinner, we fellowship, we laughed, we talked, amen, one with another. And I began to think about it. I said, here it is, Mother's Day. Instead of us cooking dinner for her, she cooked dinner for all of us. And all she wanted was just her family to be together. Amen. And she does that for every holiday. Every holiday, big dinner, and all she wants is family to be together. So I thank her, thank God for her being the glue, amen, of the family, keeping the family together. Amen. Many times we get to, amen, pull stray away, and sometimes we begin to fall out, meaning, amen, she'll pick up the phone, she'll say, what's going on? Why have her, amen, make sure she picks up the phone. She calls, amen, every day. Sometimes my mother calls me, and I know she don't want anything, but she just wants to call me and see, hey, what you doing? But these are precious moments, these are precious times, because, amen, one day, amen, we ain't going to have time any longer to do this. Whether, amen, to leave her, amen, but yet, amen, she just, amen, did contact her children. She was there for everything I had accomplished in my life. My mother was there. She was there when I graduated. She was there when, amen, everything that I did in my life, amen, my mother was there. Even when I was in the downtime, amen, of my life, my mother was still right there. Amen. And I want you to know that I'm blessed, and you are blessed too, amen, with your mother, your parents, whether they're here or not here. You're blessed, amen, to be able to have memories, amen, of your family. Amen. And something I could say, amen, I just want to make sure that I'm bringing out some of the main basic things. And I thank God because, amen, seeing my mother, amen, a few years ago now, about 6 years ago now, amen, amen, seeing one of her children, amen, her youngest son, watching my mother have to go through, amen, that of losing. Her youngest child. Amen. And just seeing, amen, she was strong. Amen. She went through it. Amen. But yet, amen, the time when you see her cry. Amen. I'll never forget. Amen. We buried my brother on a Saturday. And then that Sunday, mom was in the kitchen cooking dinner for us. Amen. To eat dinner that Sunday. And what happened to be in the kitchen by herself. Amen. When I walked through the kitchen, I seen my mother. Amen. She was just standing there crying. Amen. She was crying because she just buried her baby son. And I began to go tell my older brothers, and I said, y'all need to go in the kitchen and y'all need to go see about mom. I said, she's in there crying. I said, y'all need to go in there, you know, comfort her. Amen. And I thank God, amen, they began to go and comfort her. Amen. Let her know that everything was going to be okay. But I thank God because the consolation was, she said, just knowing that my son was saved. She said, that's my consolation, knowing, amen, that my son, he was saved, and he's going to be with the Lord. Yes, amen, she said, I miss him. Yes, he's going to be missed greatly. But the comfort and knowing that He's gone home to be with the Lord. And I praise God, amen, because God began to strengthen us even through that time, amen, of watching a parent have to bury, amen, their child. Amen. It's normally, amen, the children bury the parents, amen, in a lot of cases. But now, amen, parents are burying their children like never before. And it takes the strength of a family, of a mother, amen, to be able to, amen, to, amen, do that. But amen to God, I give me, give God the praise, give God glory. So amen, I wouldn't have felt justly, amen, knowing that I had an opportunity to give my mother her flowers and not give them to her. Amen. So I want, amen, her to know, amen, amen, we love you, Mom. We thank God for you. And not only this day do we celebrate you, but we celebrate you every day of your life, every day of our life. Amen. We are celebrating you. We are thanking God for you. Amen. You have been there for us. Amen. To all your children, you didn't treat any one of us differently. You didn't love one more than the other, but you were there for each and every one of us, and you loved us all the same. So with that being said, amen. Thank God, thank God, thank God. And the song says, I appreciate everything that you've done for me. I am so thankful, thankful as I can be, because of who God has called you to be, that holy, virtuous woman. Amen, of God. Amen. Thank you, Mother. We love you. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Amen. Happy Mother's Day, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. Evangelist Gail. Thank God for you. And Evangelist Gail, amen, you sound so young. I tell you, I was shocked, amen, because amen, but I thank God for you. This is, amen, about mother, but, amen, you surprised me tonight. And I tell you, the grace of God, amen. God is good to his people. He promised to preserve us, to preserve our lives. Amen. That's what God is doing. He's preserving our lives. My mother is 84 years old. She's still driving. She still gets up every morning at 5 o'clock and goes to work. She's never late. She's always on time. In fact, she'd be ready like 30 minutes ahead of time. She'd be just sitting around waiting on time to leave. Amen. 84 years old. She's always on time. She drives. She gets up every day. She works Monday through Friday every day. I'm talking about full days. I ain't talking about no 2 hours a day. I'm talking about 8-9 hours a day. Amen. She gets up and goes to work. Amen. No, she don't have to do this, but she chooses to do this. She wants to do this. Amen. And I thank God, amen, for my sisters and brothers. Amen. How they, amen, they take care of my mother. You know, we do all we can to take care of our mother. Amen. To make sure that she's not lacking. Make sure, amen, that her needs are met. Amen. Because she took care of us. Now it's our time to take care of her. So we thank God tonight for this opportunity. Thank you for your patience to give me a chance to, amen, get my expressions, amen, on behalf of my mother, amen. And I'm always talking, and one more last thing I will say, she's the number one supporter, amen, for me on this prayer line, amen. She's, amen, constantly on this prayer line, amen, to support the work of the Lord. And not just me only, but she's here to support the whole Prayer News Network, amen. So we thank you, Mother, for being a faithful listener, tuning in to this broadcast nightly and listening, tuning in to hear, amen, and praying for us and praying for this line that, amen, the word of God may have free course. Amen. So God bless each and every one of you. Once again, happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you precious mothers. God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Mr. Hogue, we're here tonight at PNN, and we thank Mother Betty Hogue for her continual support to the PNN Network, and for the words that you spoke of her being a virtuous woman. They're hard to find. They're hard to find. But we thank God that she's been there for her children. Mother Hogue, our head goes over off to you. We know that you were the hairdresser, the barber, the laundromat, all that in one. So she wore many hats. And so we thank God for you tonight. We honor you tonight as being the virtuous mother that you have been to your children tonight. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank you for your nuggets. We thank you for the seeds that you're planting in your children, your sons, and your daughters. Hallelujah, the standards of being holy, holy, holy living. Yes, some of us have gone astray, but we thank God for being the anchor in our life. Hallelujah, to draw us back in the ship where we need to be, Minister Holmes. Hallelujah, we all have not been perfect. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Not only to our mother, but we all have not been perfect to God. Hallelujah, tonight. So we have to give honor to him for bringing us back, reestablishing our relationship with him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that we can live the life that we was brought up, we was trained to live tonight. God, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Next caller, star 6, we're waiting to hear from you. Come on over. Star 6, come on over. What did your mother do for you that you're doing for your children today? What are you instilling in your children? What are you giving them to? What words of wisdom are you giving them?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I want to honor the Lord, first of all, for being so good to me to be here to be a great-great-grandmother. And my grandmother raised, because my mother had, we had so many children in the family, it was 10 of us, so my grandmother took on 2 of us. And the things that she instilled in me when as a child, learning how to take care of the house, how to sew, how to take care of her husband, and how to take care of the children, and all that just came down. And today I find myself doing the many things that grandmother taught me to do. Mother was there, but it was the wisdom of my grandmother that enabled me to be the person I am today. And I'm praying that some of that I did in that time, also my grandchildren will be able to bring forth in their life. And you all pray much for me, Sister Betty Warren.
Thank you, Sister Betty, for those words of wisdom that's coming from your mom. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the grandmother in your life. That has established her ways in you, that given you some instructions on how to raise your children and your grandchildren, your great-grand. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. Great-grandmother, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for you tonight. Next caller, star 6, come on over. Come on over. We're waiting to hear from you. Star 6, come over. Come on over. We love to hear from you tonight. Tell us about what your mother has deposited in you that has made you the man or the woman that you are today, and how you are leading your children, how you're training up your children because of the instructions that was given by your mother. Amen. Star 6, come on over.
Do we have any of our advisors on the line that would like to give a tribute to their mother? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Bradley.
Praise him, praise him, praise him.
Praise
him. Amen. We do want to make one more call, one more call for anyone who would like to give tribute to their mother or to their grandmother or their great-great-great-grandmother. But listen, I do have one more tribute to make to my grandmother. My grandmother, and I'm just going to do this because I know somebody else is coming. So let me just, while they trying to make up their mind, but I want to give tribute to my grandmother. My grandmother is 102 years old. She will be 103 in July. And I give God thanks and I give God praise for her because, people of God, she's in her right mind. And, I mean, there's a little senility, just a little. But, you know, at any given moment, any conversation, she's right in it. She's right on it. She's right on target in any conversation. And I give God thanks and I give God praise for her because even in coming up, I was able to stay with her for a little while in my early adulthood while I was going back and forth to college. But my grandmother was something else. Listen, people of God, I know mothers are mothers, but there's just something about the older mothers. They had some it was something else in that corner pocket, if you will, that these older mothers got, that they were tough. It was just, I don't know. I don't know. But I'm telling you, but you don't see that. You don't see all of that in the younger mothers, you know, not discrediting mothers at all, but even in my generation, from the older to the younger, there's just something that, there's some things that you just don't see in the younger mothers, and it makes you wonder. But listen, people of God, my grandmother, again, she's 102, and I remember her, and, of course, you know, that self-same love for the community, you know, how she would, you know, cook for everybody and people would come over, you know, always the community house. They moved once or twice, but that her house was always the gathering. It was a house for the gathering. People would get out from work. They would come over, you know, come to see Ma, you know, come to see Granddaddy, come to see Ma, mainly come to see Ma, how she was doing. Ma would always feed them. And she was a praying woman, and my grandmother was a praying woman. And I'm telling you, I would so many times, you know, see her humming. She was one of those humming grandmothers. And, you know, she would always say, baby, the devil don't know what to say. The devil don't know what you're saying when you're humming to the Lord. She said, but God knows. She said, God knows. She said, every sound he knows. But she was a hummer, and she used to hum, and she used to sing, and she used to pray. Everything she did, she would find herself, you would find her humming and praying to the Lord. It's like her humming became her prayer. That was her prayer and supplication unto the Lord. But I thank God for her because, you know, so much of what has been said about the mothers, you know, those same attributes were in her. You know, she was a loving mother. You know, she was a community mother. She loved the Lord. And I'm telling you, it showed in everything that she did. And, you know, she always talked about, you know, treating people right. You know what I'm saying? Always talked about, you know, always treat people right, treat people with love. Everything you do, is coming up again. That was her thing. Everything you do is coming up. And she always made mention of that. All the time. She drilled that, you know, and it made you really look at what you did. Because just like she said and she drilled it in us, you know, everything you do is coming up again. Every seed you plant is coming up again. And she drilled it in us. And I just thank God for her. I thank God for my grandmother. Again, you know, she's 102. She still has the same love. You know, she's not totally in her right mind. But for 102 to be still in her right mind, I'm telling you, that is a blessing. And I just give God thanks and I give God praise for her. She has no ailments in her body, no high blood pressure, no diabetes, nothing. And let me just tell you this, people of God, but we used to always laugh at her, at my grandmother, because she always believed that it was like overkill. We always felt like it was just overkill. But my grandmother believed in keeping her system clean out. When she was younger, when we were younger, she would always take Exolite. She believed always that you always, you know, had to get your body clean. She believed in Exolite and milk of magnesia. My grandmother kept her body clean out. She always drank a lot of water. Because she said, nothing needs to stay in your body unnecessarily. When it's in your body unnecessarily, things begin to happen. So she always kept her body cleaned out, people of God. And listen, again, until this day, no ailment in her body. No high blood pressure, no diabetes, no arthritis. I mean, nothing. But we used to think, Ma, is it really necessary? But obviously she knew what she was doing and she knew what she was talking about. So I just give God thanks. I give God praise for her and the life that she lived. Like I said, still, you know, sharp, you know, in any moment in a conversation. And that is such a blessing. We just love her so much. We appreciate her. Amen. Appreciate God for her, the life that she lived and is living. It's such a blessing. And I used to say, she still looks good, people, God. She still looks good, still looks real good. And she said, oh, it's the good Lord, honey. She said, it's the good Lord. That's my maker. She said, it's the good Lord. You know, anybody would tell her, well, you look good, blah, blah, blah. Baby, it's just the good Lord. So we just give God thanks and we give God praise for life and for the renewing of life and usefulness in our lives, in the lives of our parents, our grandparents, and for some great, great, great grandparents. It's just a blessing. Amen. And we just want to treasure them and, again, love on them, appreciate the Lord from them, glean from them. Amen. Because people of God, they didn't get what they are, amen, just by hitting and missing, amen. But they were connected. They were connected to the vine in some way. So we just give God thanks and we give God praise. Again, I just want to make tribute to my grandmother, amen. Glory to God, 102, amen. So we thank God in July, amen. We believe God by faith, amen, that we'll be celebrating, amen, the 103, amen. And it just amazes us. It amazes us when we get together. We just look at her and we're just amazed, amen, for truly it's the Lord's doing, and we're so grateful. We're so grateful for her. And again, for all of our elders, people, God, we got to glean, amen, from these elders, amen, because they got it. They got the extra. Yeah. They got the extra, amen, and we want to get it, amen. We know, amen, that it is the Lord doing, amen, the Lord sustaining them, the Lord keeping them, and we're so grateful for it, amen. Glory to God. But we just want to, anyone else, amen. We don't want to hold anyone else up, amen. Anyone else want to give tribute? Amen.
Star 6, come on over. Well, Minister Bradley, while they're making up their mind, because it's somebody else that wants to come over and tell about the goodness of their mothers and grandmothers. When you were talking, I thought about you talking about the young mothers that are growing up today. I mean, that have children. I don't know about you all, but my grandmother, when we went to church, we were not allowed to run up and down the aisles in the church. When they told us to sit down, we had to sit down, and they took a switch with them to church. Then after they trained us with the switch, when they trained us with that switch, whoo, when we were in church and we were talking, we were playing, man, they give us a look that will kill you. You know you're going to get it when you get home. I know that's not my child older doing it. Not mine. So when I go to church and I see little young children running around in the church, I'm like, oh, my God. That's a disgrace to the household of faith. You know, I'm like, so tonight, what nuggets are you leaving with your children? What legacy are you leaving behind? What legacy have you departed in your children that they will say when you're gone? When you're gone, what would they say about mama? What would they say about daddy? What would they say about what mama has put in the daddy, and they could see the mama in the daddy? What are you leaving here with your children? What legacy are you imparting? What part of you are you imparting, have you imparted into your children that your mother or grandmother put into you? I remember my grandmother used to say, this is her saying, she said, think about it before you speak it. She's because once it come out, you cannot take it back. You cannot take it back. So what sayings did your grandmother or your mother left? My grandmama had a saying, too, when children were bad, she said, it's a bad wind that don't ever change direction. Those type of sayings. What sayings did your grandmother, your mother, impart into you that sticks with you, that sticks out of us so strong? What did she do that triggered you to walk the line that you walk, talk the talk that you walk, the relationship that you have with God or God has with you that inspired you to be the woman or the man that you are today, tonight? Star 6, come on over.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist. Looks like there is no one on the platform tonight.
Yeah.
No one's on the platform. Amen. So we just give God thanks. We give God praise tonight. Amen. We just want to thank God for you, Evangelist Gail, for hosting for us tonight on this Mother's Day night of tribute. amen, tributes to our mothers, amen. I tell you, even as Minister Manuel said, amen, we could just go on and on and on all day long, all week long, because there's so many attributes, so many characteristics of things that we can get our mothers and see within ourselves. Amen. And then there are some things that are yet still being revealed. Amen. It's like we're going throughout life and then all of a sudden one day, like, oh, wait a minute. Whoa, wait a minute. You know, you find yourself doing things just like your mama, seeing things mm-hmm. just like your mom. So there's so many, so much that we can, you know, again, look at them and appreciate all that God has put within them to help us to become the people that we are. And we're just grateful, grateful, grateful. And just want to thank God for everyone that has contributed tonight. Amen. Jesus, we know that, amen, that there are so many, amen, that could contribute on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, because we all have mothers. Amen. We're all here because of a mother. So, but we thank God tonight for everyone that decided to share. Amen. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. Thank you for your nuggets. Thank you for the unveiling of your mother with us. And we appreciate the Lord for you. We thank God for you for sharing your mother with us on tonight. Amen. God bless you tonight. People of God, listen, we just want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. If you would like, you certainly can get a copy. Amen, Jesus. Certainly text us on tonight, 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. As well, any of our radio listeners, you can certainly get a copy as well. You can reach out to us via Messenger or via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. And you can certainly get your copy. We'll send it directly to your phone. We will send it directly to your phone. And you can listen to it, amen. Listen to it at your leisure, amen. Listen to it and be blessed, amen. And go down memory lane, thinking about your mom, amen. And just right there in the moment, give God thanks and give him praise for your mom and for all that he's done for her and for you, amen, in their lives and in their legacy and all that they've given unto you, amen. So we just give God thanks again. We give God praise on tonight, amen. Jesus, we bless him, amen. Thank you for your coming on this Mother's Day. Amen. We realize, amen, that so many have, as Minister Emmanuel said, has eaten, amen, become full and take a nap, amen. Perhaps somebody just woke up and said, oh, my goodness. Oh, wait a minute. DNA is on. Amen. Just woke up out of their sleep. Amen. And just, oh, my goodness. Did I forget it? Amen. So for those that did forget, amen, or that you were in your moment of relaxation after having your love buckets and filling your mother's love buckets on today, amen. If you missed the broadcast, amen, don't panic, don't fret. Certainly reach out to us, text us, amen, and we will send you a copy, amen. Such a beautiful, beautiful program today, amen. Thank God for all of our participants. We want to thank God for Evangelist Gail for holding it down today. Amen, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And Evangelist Gail, we're going to turn it back over to you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And if you would close us out, amen, say a word of prayer for amen, us on tonight, amen, and close us out on tonight. God bless you, people of God. We do thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you for coming. Again, don't forget to tell somebody about the PNN. Amen, Jesus. Tell them, compel them to come. Amen, for truly God is doing something great in this hour, in this outreach ministry, and we're so grateful for it. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you tonight. Amen. Evangelist Gail, we're going to turn it back over to you, the platform's back over to you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just thank you tonight. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, we thank you for this day, hour, this second. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you. God, we lift our hands up and total surrender to you, oh God. Hallelujah. God, go throughout the world, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you touch every woman, every woman, every woman in their homes, oh God. Hallelujah. Married, single, divorced, whatever, oh God, the situation, God. Oh God, we ask, oh right, God, right now, oh God, that you create in them a clean heart and renew the right spirit within them, oh God. They will be the virtuous woman that you are calling for in these last and evil days, oh God. Hallelujah. That they train up their children in a way that they should go, God. Bless our homes, God. Bless our going out and our coming in the name of Jesus. Early shall we rise and give your name praise. Early shall we give you glory. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Instill in us, oh God. Hallelujah. Visit us at night, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in our beds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, in the night, in our dreams, oh God. God, we ask, oh God, that you give them direction. Oh, God, that you'll be the one, that they will be the women that you're calling for, the women that you can depend on. Hallelujah. The women that you can depart some things into, that you can impart some things in, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give them a desire to seek you. Hallelujah. A desire to worship you. A desire to read your word in the name of Jesus. We're calling all women to the forefront throughout the world tonight, God. Hallelujah, that they will lead their children. Hallelujah, that they will lead your children. Hallelujah, and wherever they are, whatever woman, whatever situation you find them in, hallelujah, we're calling the drug addicts tonight. The prostitutes tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the liar, the thief. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to you, God. Hallelujah. Whatever sexual relationship you're in, hallelujah, that's not, hallelujah, glory to your name. Hallelujah, whatever sexual relationship that you're in, hallelujah, God, we're calling them. Hallelujah, we're calling the women tonight. Whatever sexual relationship you're in that God does not have his seal of approval on. Hallelujah, we're calling you to your knees tonight in a way of repentance. Hallelujah, that you're calling his name. Hallelujah, bring it to him. Stir him up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they're on their knees praying, hallelujah, unto you. That they turn over their life to you, that they change their lifestyle, hallelujah, not just for the night, God, but for a lifetime. And God, we ask, oh God, bless our home. As we leave this line, oh God, tonight, as we leave tonight, and bring back the appointed time tomorrow night on the we give you the glory and we honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. In our lives. Hallelujah. We just thank you for that. Son's name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Tonight at 9 p.m. on the PNN. We love you. Good night. And that concludes our program.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.